Welcome to a guided meditation, a visualization meditation for connecting with your future self, for getting the aid of future you. So to begin, please get into a comfortable position. Make sure that you're not disturbed and that you're in a safe space. And just take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Any external worries, just let them drop away from you. Imagine that they're being washed away so that for the next few minutes, you are free to focus exclusively on meeting your future self. So take a moment to sink into an even deeper relaxation. And as this happens, imagine seeing your current situation from above. It's like you're seeing yourself sitting in the room or wherever you're currently sitting. And you're not only seeing that, but as you rise up more and more and more, you see the town or city that you're in, the country, and then the world. And you might notice that it is a pretty unstable time. In fact, you probably didn't need a meditation to discover that. So just allow yourself to notice the ways in which you're currently feeling unsafe or uncertain, or all the questions that you have, you know, where you're wondering, which way should I go, how to navigate this? And the image that may come up is being on a small ship on the sea. And it's not a calm sea at all. It's stormy, the waves are high, and you're not even sure where north is anymore, where you are. You don't see land. And as you're on this boat being thrown around by the waves, you speak the world's most effective, most eloquent prayer of them all. Help. So just take a moment and genuinely ask for help. And suddenly, at the horizon, you notice there's something there. You can't really see what it is, but you notice that it's rapidly approaching. Much too rapid, in fact, to be able to move by natural means. And it's blinding white. It's a ship. The sails are so bright that the little sun there is gets reflected by it. And you have no idea who this is, friend or foe, but something about it calms you down, even though you're still being thrown around by the high waves. And again, the ship is approaching. You're getting a bit excited. You have no idea where the ship was coming from, being on the high sea like that. And before you know it, the ship is pulling up right next to you. And Against all logic, against everything that you know, in this tiny space that's made up of your small boat and this bright ship that appeared, the sea is calm. And as you look up, you see someone standing there waving at you. And as you look up, you almost fall out of the boat. You're that surprised. Because the person who's staring back at you is you. Similar height. You know, there may be some changes here and there. This person wears different clothes than you for once. And they comport themselves in a different way. They seem more confident, more relaxed. They seem like they have it all covered. And now, this version of you is looking at you and waving and saying, "Hey, I heard you needed help." And you look up and you're like, "Yep, sure do." And your future self invites you to come over to this beautiful, bright ship. You have no idea how this is going to go. But your future self encourages you to just take a jump. And it doesn't matter how athletic or not athletic you are, or even if you're able of jumping. In this moment, you can. And you jump from a tiny boat up into the air, and you land, against all odds, on this bright ship, pretty much smashing into your future self, who keeps you upright. It's not quite, you know, the introduction that you wanted to make, but your future self just smiles at you and tells you, "That was well done." And now your future self invites you to sit down on the ground. And so you're facing your future self and noticing how, you know, just sitting there with your future self, you're already feeling a lot more optimistic. All around you, the sea is still raging and storming. But right here with your future self, it's calm and it's safe. And you know without a doubt that they know which way to go, where your north is, which way to head for shore and shelter and all the things that you want. So now just take a moment to ask your future self what advice they have for you. And I'll give you a moment to have that conversation. What's the number one piece of advice your future self wants you to have in this moment? What do you need to navigate the calm and the stormy sea that's ahead of you? And as your future self finishes speaking, you realize that you have gotten the advice you need to be a skilled sailor, or at least skilled enough to get to where you want to go from here. Yeah, the sea is still as unruly as before. But you now have the knowledge, the direction, and the courage to go forward into a future that is uncertain. But looking at the sails of the ship that you're still on, you realize that your future can be just as bright. And your future self gets up and pulls you up as well. It's not like you need it, but you would just appreciate the chance to get some help from your future self. And your future self is cracking a joke, and you find yourself laughing as you're processing this very strange encounter. And you decide that you're going to get back into your boat so you can be on your way. And you now know that you have the world's most effective prayer, the simple words, help, by your side. This serves as a summoning spell for your future self. And with that thought, you jump from the bright ship onto your small boat. And you're surprising yourself by how steady you are. That you're not falling off, but that you manage to keep on your feet. And you see this as a very good sign for all that is ahead. Your future self now waves goodbye at you and once again takes off at breathtaking speed. And you take a moment to stare after them before setting your sail and moving into the direction that you know is right for you. And as you're sailing towards the sun that's slowly, slowly setting, you do notice land in front of you. And you know that you will have a restful night once you get there. And with that image, now slowly come back into the room that you're in, taking all this knowledge with you. Knowledge of your future self, the sea, where your true north is. The ability to navigate, you're taking all that with you and translating it into your everyday life. What does it mean to be a skilled sailor in this environment you're in this time? What does it mean to see land in front of you? What does it mean that you are able to keep upright despite the waves shaking your boat? Just take a moment to process all this, wondering how you can apply this to your life. And when you're done, wiggle your toes and your fingers. Maybe stretch a little bit and then gradually open your eyes. Welcome back to this reality. If you like, jot down anything that you learned from your future self. And if you would like to have even deeper contact with your future self, I invite you to check out the link that I'm sharing below this. I'm doing an event where we can spend a ton of time together with your future self, and I'd love to have you there. Have a great day.